Psalms chapter 71, verse 18. All right, it says, "Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have shewed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come." So when reading this verse, see that this man wants to serve God until the day he grows old, and he wants to pass down what he's learned from God and what he's gotten from God. He wants to show the next generation how God, what God's done for him and how good he's been and how good he can be to them. And he wants basically to just get God to grow through the next generation so that God can keep showing his love through, like, the ages. And today I kind of wanted to preach on how we need to stop being afraid to start going around and telling our peers, our friends, our coworkers,
Amen.
And all that
Amen.
About what God's done for us and how they need to go to
Amen.
Start going to church, or they need to get saved, or else they're going to go to hell.
Right.
And I also wanted to sort of talk about a little bit how if there is anyone in here, need to, if you're not, another reason why you might not want to be trying to tell people about God or trying to lead your friends or everyone else to the Lord is because you might not want to live the good Christian life. You might just want to go back to the world, and you might just want to go back to something like Lodabar and just
that's right. Amen, bro.
Just go back to all that pain, all that wickedness, and just live in that because that's what you're used to, and that's where you find your joy. All right. Well, anyways, turn to Psalms chapter 37. All right, so it says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." All right, so when you read these verses, it's basically saying, don't be jealous of the world. Don't be
That's
jealous
right.
of what they have to offer.
Amen, bro.
And think about what God's been doing for you and how if you keep serving him, you keep trying to live a good life and trying to just be his servant, be his child, he's going to reward you.
Amen. Amen.
And what the Lord and what the world has to offer you is just going to give you more pain and more suffering. It's not going to help you. It's going to draw you further away from God.
Amen.
And because of that, your friends are going to end up dying and go to hell if they're not saved.
That's right.
And, well, yeah. Wait. Forgot to take this out. All right. Your Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 18.
Doing good, bro.
All right. "Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican." Now, when you read these verses, it's telling you to go out and start talking to people and your friends. Tell them, hey, you get saved, you're going to be a child of God, and you're going to end up being my brother. And if they deny you, well, keep trying. Deny you once doesn't mean they're going to deny you twice. And if you keep trying, eventually, they might end up going to church. And they end up going to church, there's a chance they might get saved.
Amen.
And you shouldn't be afraid to tell them, start talking to them. You might be afraid of offending them or them offending you or getting mad at you or hurting your feelings. Don't worry about that. It's all worth, if you tell them, at least you can say you tried.
That's right.
And you can say that at least you gave them a chance to end up going to heaven, that you told them the truth. And and these verses, it just shows you that God's always with you, and he's always trying to lead you, and he's always trying to help you just spread his word and just show his love everywhere and just If you keep following these, all these verses, and just keep remembering them and keep trying to lead people to the Lord, friends, strangers, any of those people who's out in the world, just shows you that you're going to end up affecting these people, and those people are going to end up affecting future generations, especially my generation, because my generation, like Andrew once said, is going to hell in a handbasket. And right now, we need God.
That's right.
And if we don't, like, start going around and start trying to lead people to the Lord or try just to tell them about salvation, we don't have any hope for the future. And, well, yeah, that's basically it, so...
Right.